This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Don't just listen live. Take us home with you. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJ V Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
The hour. How do you do? Here we are, all gainfully employed on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I am your congenial host, the ever-loving Dougster, who says hello to new followers on Instagram. Hi to Joshua Walker. Everybody say hi to Joshua Walker. Following
hi, Josh.
Us.
Hi.
Heather Hecker. H-E-C-K-E-R. That's a great name. Heather. So Heather, together with Joshua, we recognize and are happy to have you along for the ride, however you follow us, and lots of other people starting to follow us as well. You can do that on Twitter, at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. So help yourself. And you can also like us and follow a lot of the things, picture-wise and otherwise, on Facebook.com/DJV Show, where I had a picture of Miles and I for Easter morning. We went to the park, and somebody actually said he looked like me.
I think he does look like you.
Yeah,
he does. His daughter looks like you, too.
Yeah.
You guys
does
strong stepping jeans.
Yes, there we go. All right, somebody's got strong jeans and likes to wear them. See what I did there, Jennifer?
I see that.
Yeah, okay. So Jennifer takes it away.
All right, so let's talk about the measles, shall we? Because it is a big, big story here in the United States. And now that people at the CDC are saying those born in the 1960s and 1970s in this country may want to consider getting a booster shot, because the United States has confirmed well over 700 cases of measles. It's the highest level in the United States since the disease was declared eliminated back in 2000. And now people are questioning whether or not they should get a booster shot to protect themselves. Doctors said if someone has documentation showing that they got two shots when they were younger, they should be safe from getting the disease. But if you were vaccinated in the early to mid-60s, some people even in the early 70s, and you haven't had a second one, well, maybe you might be thinking about getting a booster shot with the outbreak happening, because this virus is contagious and it's going from coast to coast in the country. If contracted, the symptoms begin like a cold, but then it turns into a rash, a fever, and you get mouth sores. Adults vaccinated against the virus as children are only partially immune. The people most at risk right now are the ones that were born in the 60s and 70s who may have gotten one shot, specifically between 1963 and 1968. So check with your doctor if you're worried about this, if you think you might need a booster shot to keep yourself safe, especially in places like New York and California. I mean, there are multiple cases. There are even quarantines in California. There's fines in New York City. There are orders for some people to avoid public places in upstate New York. There's this surge of measles cases that stands at now 704 just this year alone and counting. Some health officials are trying to deal with the contagion in unvaccinated communities by turning to police powers that we haven't seen used in a very long time in this country, meaning asking people to stay or telling people to stay at home and requiring them to pay fines and such. 22 cases have been reported in New York City, Rockland County, and most of them have been unvaccinated people in the Orthodox Jewish communities in those areas. Three quarters of those who are reporting the disease are children or teenagers. No deaths yet, but today 66 patients are sitting in the hospital with the measles.
So I wonder, you went back to the 60s. Those of us who were vaccinated in the 40s, I don't even know. I don't remember when I was vaccinated. I'm guessing, I mean, I've had vaccinations since my birth. The only thing I know for sure is that I had chickenpox vaccine and polio vaccine because I got the scars. They left birth, what do they call those, birthmarks on my arm where they gave me the shot. And then from there, I don't know. I'm sure other shots. I know I had the measles, but I don't know when. And wonder if that means that we all should, no matter what your age, if you were born in the 40s, 50s, 60s, or whatever, how old is too young to get a measles shot? Is there an age on either end? How old are you? Too young at this age or too old at that age, so it's not worth getting the shot? Anybody know the answer? Maybe we'll ask that. Jack will be...
Yeah, I don't know how old is too old. I know that there's really no such thing as too young. I think once you hit the eight-month mark when a lot of babies are getting vaccinated, I think that's when this kind of happens. But I think it's a good question for people who are not, I don't want to say, getting a little older, but obviously if you're born in the 1970s, as I was, and Doug, of course, the 1940s calling, I mean, you should probably ask these questions because it's something we don't think about. We just think we're not going to get it. And surprise, you end up with something you don't want that can be much harsher on older bodies than on younger ones. So
I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just think that there's an intelligence quotient that's required here on the part of people making these decisions. Doctors tell you to get this vaccine. Always, especially this day and age, ask or question. Don't just take what the doctor says as gospel because they're not perfect any more than you or I. They make mistakes. And for you, it may be that you have a specific interest in getting specific things covered. Up to you to educate yourself about you, your family, and know what they have had, what they need, and what there are not all the anti-vaxxers who have gone off on these toots are worried about all vaccines. And the only worry that one should have is to make sure you don't have things put into your body that will harm your body, like mercury and aluminum that have been used as preservatives by the big drug companies to keep the vaccines more relevant or longer, whatever it is. They'll last longer if they make huge batches and they want to keep them in the refrigerator or whatever for years, and that's why they put aluminum and or mercury in them. They don't put mercury anymore in them, but they are putting aluminum in them. And that's what has made the anti-vaxxers crazy. They find out these sorts of things, and the autism and ADHD and all those other things that may or may not be caused by the vaccines, it certainly is worthwhile looking into. And you don't do it by just jumping on some bandwagon, either for or against. Just have the knowledge. Forget about everybody else. Take care of you and your family, and don't worry about whatever is going on elsewhere. You can't do anything about it anyway. You can be vocal as we are being here. The measles can affect a lot of people. But you're not going to get people, to do what they don't want to do. It's not up to you anyway. It's up to some legal authority. But you are in charge of you and your family.
But so see, part of the problem, though, is that you could make the argument that too many people are only thinking about themselves, and that's why they haven't vaccinated their kids, and that's part of the problem of why this is why the measles is back. When, like Chad said, it was eradicated in the year 2000.
Yeah, well, education here, Victoria, is very important, and giving people information instead of having it tainted or all worked up. There is a lot of information about this stuff that you can find anywhere, and it seems to me, by the way, this is back to I've been beating this drum for years and years. So many school systems don't have good health education programs. What more important? Yeah, you learn the STEAM things, science and the technology and the things that are necessary today. But you also need to know about how your body works. And so many of these nutcases on these local school boards don't want health ed because they think you're teaching kids how to do it just by explaining to them how their sexual organs work, which is the height of ignorance, complete ignorance. Speaking of that, we get the award winner for the dumbest thing you could possibly do at your company. That award comes up right after these words here on the DJB Show.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin.
Hey, y'all, this is Elizabeth with Calitrin. I just wanted to extend this huge special that we have right now. It's our Easter Unlimited Buy 3, Get 3 Free. This only comes around a few times a year, so this is your opportunity to get Calitrin. 6 months at half price. Who doesn't love that? So check it out. Toploss.com is the website. TOPLOSS.com. That's where you can find the Buy 3, Get 3 Free at toploss.com or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. And take advantage of the big buy three, get three sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Are you getting bored with your dinner options? Can't take another day of unhealthy fast food or ordering in? Well, I've got good news for you. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test. That's right, free. She's giving away 3 full-sized meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate of fresh food and healthy choices. There are over 18,000 recipes to choose from, and the menus feature a variety of dishes ranging from classic to creative. You'll be eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's free taste test and to receive your 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word FORK to 246-810. Get your free meals today. Just text the word FORK to 246-810.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here's the award-winning Virginia-based IT company. They posted a job. In this day and age, you got to wonder who the heck is who's thinking this through. The application says on it, "We prefer Caucasian applicants."
For what kind of job?
Pharmaceutical accounting manager. Company is headquartered in Virginia. This was for a job down in Tampa. Preferably, this is what how it reads, quote, preferably Caucasian, who has a good technical background, including knowledge of RPA, relationship individual who can get more opportunities and build up accounts. But I thought
it
was
2019.
The law. Right,
it's,
that's the point.
Oh,
Well, isn't it against the law? There's a federal law on this anyway, isn't there?
That's a big question. There's a big, big question mark on that.
Yeah, but
it's going to the Supreme Court.
Discrimination on the basis of ethnicity or race or skin color, that's not.
Yeah, that hasn't been, yeah.
Nah, that hasn't been for a long time. So I just thought, wow, what a dummy. There are great reasons to listen to the DJV show on the podcast, djvshow.com. Most recent one. You can hear us talking about the record-breaking weekend for the Avengers, also Game of Thrones, and what happened with Jesse Smollett. I know, did I pronounce Smollett?
Smollett. There's no H in
there. No sh in it.
Smollett.
Smollett.
Smollett. Check out our podcast, djvshow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Significant voices in country music today. I dare say one of the most significant voices in music in general today belongs to Luke Bryan, who is in the focus today because he and his buddy Blake Shelton, they're on competing shows, right? Luke is on American Idol and Blake is on The Voice.
Mm-hmm. They still love each other.
They still like each other and love each other, get along. They're going to Chisholmingo. Is that how you pronounce that? In Oklahoma?
It's close. That's Blake's hometown, I think, or near his hometown.
Old Red Chisholmingo. That's where they're going for Memorial Day for the opening of a new music venue. Isn't that amazing? We're talking about a month from today is Memorial Day. How about them, Apple Boys and Girls? So let's see here. There's a place called the Dog House. In this, the overall scheme of things here.
It's a new venue that Blake Shelton has opened in his town. That's the big city near where Blake Shelton's ranch is.
Yeah. And so this is a place where you'd be able to go for music jams, concerts, jams on Thursday, concerts on Friday, weekly dance party on Saturdays. Wow, this looks like a hot happening place here, right?
Sounds like it.
For the Bryan and Shelton concert scheduled for the 23rd of next month and the 24th, on sale through the Doghouse website, May 2nd and 3rd. So that'd be this, Thursday and Friday, I think? Yep. Proceeds for the ticket sales for the Bryan and Shelton shows support the Oklahoma Wildlife Conservation Foundation. Shelton's on the board there. He said, quote, "Growing up, if I wasn't outdoors hunting or fishing, I was looking for a stage to play music. The Doghouse is going to be the best place to see all the great talent that exists in this part of the country. I'm excited to get the party started with my friend Luke and support a cause that's so close to my heart." This will be one of the few opportunities to see Shelton live this summer. There are only four performances on his tour schedule at the moment. There's a big concert here in Boston, the Boston area, Gillette Stadium, with George Strait and Foxborough, man. That thing... You know how hard it is? The stadium is not on a major route. It's on our State Highway 1. It's a four-lane road. And people wait 4 or 5 hours to get in there for a football game. It's where the Patriots play. So can you imagine what it's going to be like to try to get into that stadium for this performance with these guys? Wow. Good Lord. So why the name Doghouse? Anybody know what the significance, why he called it the Doghouse?
Old Red is his one of his first hits about a dog, and so he's probably doing it after that. Yep.
All right. See, turn to Jennifer. She knows the story when it comes to this country stuff. All right, let's keep going in the country vein, shall we, Jen?
Sure.
The focus now on Chris Stapleton. Apparently, he was visible in the latest Game of Thrones episode, Kara. Is that true? Did you see him?
I watched it afterwards. I didn't notice it. I mean, I don't know enough about what he looks like, except he's a, you know, big dude with long hair and a beard. But I watched it again. I think he was just a guy who was lying on the ground, and they, like, show him open his eyes at some point. So you might recognize him after the fact. I don't think anybody noticed during the show, but it's pretty cool.
Apparently, he's a huge fan of the show. Had his management reach out about the possibility of casting him in a bit part. He told producers he was willing to fly anywhere in the world just to be a part of the show.
If only I had known, I could have had my management team send some info last year, and maybe I could have gone.
Could have done it as well. Stapleton got some instruction from the directors on how to handle the transformation into his character. They know we weren't actors, he said, so the direction basically, the director said, we're going to place you, and then we'll tell you to open your eyes. And they trained on us and how the White Walkers are supposed to stand up and move. So I don't know anything about who are the White Walkers.
I know. The White Walkers are the zombies.
Yeah, they're like
he played a zombie, right?
Yeah, he played a dead guy. So I don't
know.
Dead
zombie
opens
his eyes.
Yeah. Well, they come back to life. So as zombies are typically dead, and then they come back to life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Nothing better than
you guys watching.
Good zombie.
You can see what you're missing out on.
Country singer who plays a zombie. Let's hear.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Newly announced Democratic White House hopeful Joe Biden was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania for a Monday rally, his first big campaign event since he announced his run a few days ago. Speaking to the crowd yesterday, he promised he would protect and improve Obamacare.
We have to stop this administration's effort to gut it first, and then we have to move on and finish the job and make health care a right, not a privilege.
ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is appearing in his first video in nearly 5 years. It shows him praising the group that he says is responsible for the series of attacks on Sri Lankan churches and hotels on Easter Sunday. If the video is authentic, it would be the first one from Baghdadi since July of 2014. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be
okay. Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
TJV program here to get your bodies moving and your mind moving. Put it in gear. Let's go. Jennifer Horn's here. Victoria Keeling, Kara Schillen. Victoria's mind is in gear, and she's on the go.
Well, yes. And this is the most bizarre story. Okay, so we're all fans. I think we're all fans here of Shark Tank, right?
Yeah.
The ABC show that it's very also on CNBC. It's a great show. So Barbara Corcoran, who is one of the sharks, she's the real estate mogul with the short blonde hair, she celebrated her 70th birthday over the weekend. But the theme of her birthday party was a funeral. And she took it to that level. So guests mysteriously arrived at a Fifth Avenue penthouse. When they walked in, they found her lying in a coffin in a red gown with flowers on either side of her in a full-on funereal scene.
What a nut.
So weird. So apparently after everyone arrived, and then there was also a life-size cardboard cutout of herself as dressed as a nun that was positioned next to the coffin. And so once everyone arrived, then she apparently jumped out of the coffin and began dancing around the room. Later on, her cake, her birthday cake, was decorated with a plastic doll that was being eaten by a shark. Also a little strange. The dress code that she wanted everyone in was tango. So I guess that's why she had the red dress on. She had hired a professional tango dancer to dance with the crowd. Her Shark Tank co-stars, Damon John and Mark Cuban, were both there. Mr. Wonderful was not there. And Mark Cuban, he went on Instagram and took pictures of the party and just described the whole party as, quote, creepy, which it definitely looks. Huh. The picture that Barbara Corcoran, that she posted herself on her own Instagram, is of her lying in a red dress in a coffin, and it with the flowers around her, and, you know, they have the flowers up on the stands on either side of the coffin. She definitely took whatever her, I don't know if this was like, obviously it's a joke, but I don't think anyone thought it was funny. It is just very, very weird. I didn't think she was that strange until now, so now I'm going to look at her very differently.
Yeah, that's weird.
Definitely Google the picture of this, because it is just
bizarre.
Weird.
The second part sounds fun, a tango instructor and a tango party.
Yeah, but
that
why the coffin,
great.
Though? I don't get, like, I don't know. It's very weird.
It is. We all have I think we all have our idiosyncrasies. And maybe we'll.
Who knew she was such a freak?
Leave it at that. Yeah, well, everybody's got, as I said, we all have our idiosyncrasies. Let's move on to some things that are going on that may affect you all, some more than others. Couple of things here. First, on a state-to-state basis around the country, lawmakers are trying to figure out how to ban the pesticides that are deemed by the EPA. To be, well, it's interesting how pesticides, according to some, there are a lot of different ones. The one gets most attention is Roundup, but there are tons, for those of you who are not on the farm, there are tons and tons and tons, literally and figuratively, of all kinds of things. For example, the pesticide chlorpyrifos, I believe that's how it's pronounced, chlorpyrifos, I'm close to that anyway. Kills insects, kills bugs, you know that Raid ad? Kills bugs dead. Well, this stuff is the main ingredient of Raid. It kills insects on contact, kills them by attacking their nervous system. So let's say you're spraying it around. All right, you got it and you're spraying it and you happen to take a whiff of this stuff. What do you think it does to your nervous system? Think about it that way, and that's what the studies that have linked some various exposures of this thing. Let's say you're pregnant and you breathe this stuff in. Apparently, it will cause lower birth weight on your baby, lower IQs, perhaps ADHD, and other developmental issues in children. Now, the EPA has been looking at this for a couple of years, and they have ignored the conclusions of its own people and rejected the proposal made during the Obama years to ban its use. It's used, sprayed a lot in fields where there's standing water, because that's what mosquitoes love. Hawaii has become the first state to pass a full ban on it, and now California, Oregon, New York, and Connecticut are trying to do the same thing. So this could have a big impact in California, Jennifer. If California is successful, big deal because it's such a big state. It's such a big agricultural state. Farm worker justice group that tries to stand up for the rights of people working on farms is all for this. I actually am for it. I think there's too much of this stuff around. The other side of it, though, is, and that's always the way I would like to look at things, have us all look at things from one side then the other side. The other side is a mosquito problem is very severe. Mm-hmm. So is there a way, the question really is, okay, we don't want to use this because it has very negative impact on the people who are exposed to it. So then what do we have? Do we have scientific minds that are bright enough to fulfill the need? There's a need here, and usually we find in America people who find a need can figure out how to fill that need, that void, right? That's what's so beautiful about America. Here's a problem. How do we fix it? And people figure it out. That apparently hasn't happened yet because this stuff hasn't been banned by the EPA, which seems rather strange. Even going back to the Obama years, this shows you how much starch these big companies have to develop this stuff. They're just like the drug companies. They develop these things and they'll do anything to keep them on the market because there's so much money in them. And that's the big shazam here. I noticed that locally, sort of the same thing. You know, let's kind of boil this down a little, ladies. Shall we bring it down to our own local level? Not necessarily, I mean, we all use Raid. You see that and you see other things that are, you know, I think I've always gotten a kick out of the expression the first time I noticed it in England when a news reporter said, Fred Smith was shot dead. Okay, so, yeah, not always when people get shot are they dead, but it's the way they say it. And so in this circumstance, when the Raid ad came out, Raid kills bugs dead. And, you know, what is it doing to you? That's the question. I ask it again. Look at the label of things that you buy. There are natural.
The question is, how do you take care of the immediate problem at hand without, what are the alternative products, I guess?
That's the, yeah.
Would be the question.
Right.
Because it's something easy to say, well, don't use Raid. Well, if my house is infested with ants, is it better to live with the ants inside the house, or is it better to try to figure out how to
get
rid of those
ants? Yeah.
Well,
it's not going to hurt you. Try to get along with them. But come on, Jennifer, will you? It's crow. Step on them if you want to get rid of them. If you really want to.
Oh, have you ever had ants in your house, Doug? I'm sure
yes, I have.
I've had
lots of
ants
in my life.
I don't think you can cha-cha along the whole trail of ants. At some point, you have to do something.
I always get those little, I don't know, the little traps. Those at least aren't spraying something into the air. I used to go crazy at my roommate because there would be something and she would just go spray it with Raid and it would be, you know, like right next to our kitchen. And I think people just don't think. It's like, okay, you can buy it at the store, so it must be safe. Except, you know, anything that's killing bugs and affecting their, you know, bodies like that is obviously, even if it's not going to kill a human, it's not going to be great.
It kills bugs dead. You're right, though. I did that. We had ants in the kitchen last year, Jennifer. I got those little ant traps. I had to make sure they were way back behind the refrigerator so that Daisy wouldn't get at them. You got to be careful of that kind of stuff, too.
Yeah, because there's a scent that that's similar to peanut
butter
dogs are drawn to. Yeah,
love it. So to bring this down to something else that is of interest and import when it comes to banning things, I noticed that our own local Board of Health here in Framingham has voted to restrict the sale of any menthol cigarette, which is quite a big, yeah, that's a statement. That'll get national attention. Menthol cigarettes banned in Framingham. And all vape material. So the new, I got a kick out of this, because we're opening up six recreational marijuana establishments, and all of them want to sell hemp products. They want to sell marijuana, medical and recreational. And most of these stores are selling these vape products, vape things. But near as I can tell, anything I've read or I heard from my children about this is that they're horrible. They really, I think we've talked about them before here too, just awful for you.
Mm-hmm.
Vapes, that's the stuff that's in there, and they glamorize it for kids in high school by filling it up with strawberry. You can smoke or strawberry or raspberry or blueberry or whatever. They flavor up this stuff. So you load up your system with this horrible stuff, and but it tastes good, smells good. No. But are you surprised about menthol cigarettes? What is there about, I don't know what... I know my mother.
I've always heard they're even more harsh than regular cigarettes.
Are they?
I don't know.
They
I'm
are.
Not a smoker, but I've heard they're more harsh.
Is that what it is?
They are because there's fiberglass particles in it, in menthol. And so when you inhale it, the fiberglass, and this is gross, but this is how it works, but the fiberglass particles make little incisions in your lung and airways so that the nicotine goes to your lungs and in your bloodstream faster.
Oh, I remember that. Yes.
So, so, you know, good luck with that if you want to smoke some fiberglass. It's disgusting.
My mother smoked Kent cigarettes, and maybe that's what killed her. Maybe that's what made the emphysema more of a problem. She died when she was 50. Maybe that's what did it, amongst other things. Whew. All right, I think we ought to have a pretty heavy stuff here.
Want to take a smoke break?
No, I think we'll, but we will take a break, Jennifer. 45 past the hour.
Are you getting bored with all of your dinner options? Maybe you can't take another night of unhealthy fast food or ordering in. Well, I have got good news for you. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test. She's giving away 3 full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate of fresh food and healthy choices. There are over 18,000 recipes to choose from, and the menus feature a variety of dishes, ranging from classic to creative. You'll be eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's free taste test and to receive your 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word FORK to 246-810. Get your free meals today. Text the word FORK to 246-810.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to. NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
When tracking the domestic dust bunny, you commonly find them hiding under wardrobes next to lost socks. Don't move too suddenly or they'll scurry off. What's utterly fascinating about the dust bunny is that although they are not actually sentient creatures, when they hear that Geico not only saves people money, but also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating, it's obvious to them you should switch. Because, yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Oh no, it's the dust bunny's only natural predator. Run along, dust bunnies, run along.
Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. How about that for a big way to save some dough? Let's see what's up with in the travel department here. J.P. Morgan has told their staff to boycott hotels owned by the Sultan of Brunei. Remember, that's the country in Asia that punishes gay sex with death. So J.P. Morgan Chase is the largest bank in the world and the second major financial institution after Deutsche Bank to direct staff to avoid hotels, including London's Dorchester Hotel, the Beverly Hills Hotel in L.A. Being gay is a crime. Did you know that? In 72 countries, being gay.
Kill you, put you in jail.
What in the name of heavens? Wow. And all these laws have been on the books for decades. So, something to be... Aren't the Trump suing Deutsche Bank also because they're trying to keep the records from being made public?
Yeah, about the subpoenas, yeah.
All right, 10 minutes for the hour on the DJV program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Three past the hour now. Your edumacation continues with Dr. Jack Stockwell here, Nooka Chiropractor. His website, theforbiddendoctor.com, used by hundreds of thousands of people around the country to get information about themselves. So you can check it out, forbiddendoctor.com or jackstockwell.com. His clinic is in Salt Lake City. That's a great place to go to get all kinds of technical medical help. So we've been having a conversation on several different levels, on several different programs. Here with us, Kara Schulin and Victoria Keelan from the DJV program, who have questions about booster shots for measles. A lot of people have questions about the measles and whether you get really sick, can you die from them, all of these cases, about 700-800 cases of this around the country. It can spread. So for those of us, Jack, when you were a kid, you get a measles shot?
No, I got the real thing. I got measles. I was sick for a few days, and then I've got lifetime immunity.
Yeah. All right, well, I didn't. Well, you know what? Now that you mention it, I'm wondering if that's what happened to me. I don't know whether I got a shot or not. I think I seem to remember now that you said it that I had the measles when I was a kid. And so, yeah, you have
everybody did back then.
Right. I don't think I ever got a shot for it. Right. Well, so the announcement came out, wasn't it today, ladies, that we heard about the suggestion made by medical authorities that you should get, if you got shots in the 60s or 70s for measles, you should get a booster. But if you like Jack, and now I'm thinking Jack is right about this. I don't think I ever had a shot for measles. I think I had the measles.
I don't think there were shots in the 60s and 70s. I don't think measles showed up till about the 80s, the measles vaccine. I don't have my numbers in front of me. Well, I wasn't expecting this discussion, so I don't have my notes in front of me.
All right, so you have it after a bit. But I think that there's I think there were.
Or maybe it was the MMR shots. Combination or something like that. 1983 is what comes to is popping into my head, but I'd have to research this. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. There also is this focus on whatever this shot, there's a new kind of, it's not glyphosate, but it's something else that's the main ingredient of Raid that kills mosquitoes on contact.
Yeah.
Remember, Raid kills bugs dead.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about that.
Right. And I wonder, we have this whole focus on glyphosate. We have the whole focus on these sorts of things. And you wonder, even if people read the labels, it doesn't say glyphosate is bad for you on the label, and it doesn't say whatever this other yunga munga lunga stuff is on Raid, that's bad for you. It doesn't say it.
Not,
it just says what's on it. So how do you...
Well, they're not regulated by the FDA. That's the EPA's domain.
Well, the EPA doesn't want to stop, even though there have been recommendations from scientists to the EPA to stop. It's pretty interesting because this goes back to the Obama years where they eliminated lots of stuff. And in this circumstance, no, they said we want to allow this to continue to be sold. But yet,
there are several European countries that have flat out right banned it and anything even related to glyphosate.
Yeah, right.
So here money rules. In our country, money rules.
We know that.
Yes. Now
tell us something we don't know.
Yeah. And in other countries, it's not that money doesn't rule. It's just there's some other things that take significance over the flow of cash in some areas of our lives and culture. And again, you're always saying yourself, follow the dollar, follow the flow of cash.
Follow
and
money.
And in these countries, in these European countries where the governments are picking up the bill for health care, they do everything they can to try to underarch and complete the coverage of their citizens.
Oh, you become an advocate for national health care now?
An advocate for what?
National health care.
It's coming.
That's what keeps...
It's coming, so what's the best way to tailor it? But that's subject for a whole other discussion.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting episode. I don't know that I'd have made that observation, but that's an interesting and pretty sound thinking. The governments in Europe are pretty much all supporting or have international health care for the people who live in these countries.
These countries are banning vaccines before the age of two.
Yeah. That's an interesting reality, isn't it?
Yeah, watch what these other countries do with health.
Food for thought from Dr. Jack Stockwell. If you're lacking energy to tackle everyday tasks, if you're finding yourself not really in shape and not really able to do a good job working out in the gym, you're not performing like you used to when it comes to your love life, NuGenix can help. NuGenix, NuGenix. High levels of testosterone play an important part in overviewing or building up your body. Get a free bottle of NuGenix. Text FORCE to 321-321. That's a free bottle of NuGenix. Power your body with confidence. Text FORCE to 321-321.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.